This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Bill Alio, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. It's Quicksilver Messenger Service from 1968. Hi, I'm Bill Alio, your guest DJ here at the Eagle this Sunday. I happen to have seen that group several times in the era 1967 to 68. In fact, I said they were my favorite group back then. They were kind of inhabiting a dance hall, concert hall in Santa Clara, near San Jose, where I grew up, called the Continental Ballroom. And in a period of a few months, I saw Quicksilver, Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin and others. I think we'll get into that as we
remarkable move through the next list of people you saw in concert in that era. Yeah,
and Quicksilver was one of the best.
And tell us a little bit about yourself there, Bill.
I've worked in city planning and environmental management and protection for almost 40 years. Right now, I'm a government affairs representative for a nonprofit working on environmental health issues, what you put on your body, what you eat, what you drink, and making that safer for you.
A little hit of fresh air from Quicksilver. Yeah.
Yeah. This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Bill Alio, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. Grateful Dead, just saw him, the Remnants of the Dead recently up at the amphitheater. You know, I first saw him in 1967. I had to go see this big San Francisco group. I walked away. I didn't like them when I was over. I thought they're messy, sloppy, kind of blues band, but not as good as some of the blues bands I'd seen already. But then I had a friend say, many years later, 1981, you ought to go see the Dead. I said, I've seen them. Don't like them. She said, come. It's your kind of crowd. So I went and saw them at the Greek Theater in Berkeley, 81, and loved the crowd. And the Dead, I thought, were a lot better. So from then on, it was a yearly adventure for me, especially when they came to Cal Expo, where Deadheads always said they played great at Cal Expo, and I agree.
A good setting for them. Also, the Doors before that, you saw that band in its heyday.
Yeah, well, they had Light My Fire was huge. I went and saw them at the Continental Ballroom in Santa Clara in 1967. And unlike some of the shows I had seen there, we couldn't get near the stage, Charlie. It was filled with girls. So we were shunted off to the side. When he came on, there were screaming girls and jamming up to the stage. Right. I thought, this isn't my cup of tea. But I experienced it, and you know, they did the big song was The End.
Right.
Morrison collapsed on the stage in what was a mock pass out. He somehow staggered to his feet right when the instrumental breaks were over and finished the song. But they were really good. I grew to appreciate him more over the years when I wasn't fighting my way through a bunch of teenage girls trying to appreciate it.
The Lizard King!
Yeah.
Now, as far as the band, you saw them really early on.
The band, some people know they were a backup band to Bob Dylan. And then they decided at some point, we should go on tour and be the band. And I was there for the start of their first tour ever. It was at Winterland Ballroom, brought there by Bill Graham in April of 1968. So friends of mine who were big fans said, we ought to go see him. And I wasn't a fan. I didn't know much about him. So I was there for that first show and saw The Wait live and other great songs. They were good.
The Eagle.
Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Bill Alio, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. So here at the Eagle, we heard Jefferson Airplane and then the Beatles. And Jefferson Airplane's on a short list of groups I did not see back in that time when I could have. They were in my backyard. I was in San Jose. I don't know why I missed him. I also missed Cream, Led Zeppelin. Had my opportunities, but I did get a lot done in those years. Then, of course, the Beatles. Didn't see them. Well, their last concert live was I was in ninth grade, and they were in Candlestick Park. I had friends who actually went to that show, who I still
50
know.
50 years ago.
I still know them today. And, of course, they said it was Screaming Girls. But I did take the opportunity to see Sir Paul McCartney here at the Golden One Center.
Yeah.
A great show. High energy as usual. How does he still do it? 74 years old. And still a Beatle at heart. It's great.
Absolutely. And you're like the king of media because you're on the radio now. And I saw you on the TV talking about the concert, too, this past week.
Oh, yeah. The TV camera, they grabbed me and said, what do you think of the new arena and what's going on downtown? So, and how are you going to park? They're interested in how bad it's going to be.
It's not
that bad. It's going to work out, I think.
It's going to revitalize that area, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I work downtown, and it's great to see new construction, cleaning up the light rail stations, and all that goes along with the energy of a new arena. So looking forward to the changes in downtown over the next decade.
A new era, man. And you saw The Who in the early days as well. Tell us that story, Bill.
Well, August 68, my girlfriend in high school said, let's go see The Who. I said, they're pop. I like blues and things like that. She said, oh, I said, all right, I'll go. So we went. It was Fillmore West, August 1968. And Keith Moon came out, staggered across the stage. I thought, this guy can't play. He's drunk. He sat down at the drum kit, gave a maniacal smile on his face, held the sticks up the ears, looked at Townsend, and became a blur of energy for the next hour and a half. I was very impressed. Best rock band I've ever seen.
Woo!
And living in the USA. Hi, it's Bill Alio here as the guest DJ. And that was preceded by Hendrix. But first, let me tell you something about Steve Miller. When he came from Chicago to San Francisco, he was drawn by the scene in San Francisco. But he grew up a blues musician. In fact, his band, when I saw him, was the Steve Miller Blues Band.
Right.
Again, at the Continental Ballroom I mentioned earlier in Santa Clara. On rhythm guitar was one Boz Scaggs, and so he was a background player and a background vocalist. We saw him with about 300 people, I'd say, Steve Miller Blues Band. Of course, within a year, he changed his approach a little bit and got hugely popular, obviously a fantastic songwriter. But let me speak for a minute about Jimi Hendrix. I was fortunate enough to see Jimi Hendrix live twice, February 68 and October 68, really different shows. In the first one, he came out, opened with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The audience stood up. You say, well, of course they stood up. No, up to that point, people treated these as concerts. They sat down and watched.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
Yes, and then you'd see a standing ovation. When I saw the Electric Flag with Mike Bloomfield, he got a standing ovation. But this was everyone stood up, and my friends next to me said, stand up, stand up. It was seeing something that was beyond awesome. It was nothing we'd seen before. The way he looked and sounded was otherworldly, and it made you stand up. So that was great. His second show, I saw him in October of that year. He had started to go away a little bit from doing the hits. You could see people were yelling at him, Foxy Lady, Purple Haze, and he was getting annoyed. And he started doing longer jams and exploring the music, and some people liked that, some people didn't. We all walked away from that show saying, wow, that was interesting. Hendrix evolving like we all will. But you'd know his story. He wanted to evolve, and he was held back by the fame and celebrity and didn't like it.
Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Bill Alio, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp.
And you all know who that was, Led Zeppelin, bringing the rock and roll for you. That was a group I failed to see for some reason in 68, 69, when I could have up at, in San Francisco. Sorry I didn't, because it turns out Jimmy Page is one of the great guitar players, and I was into the guitar gods back then, obviously Hendrix, and I saw Jeff Beck later, and I saw the people influenced him, B.B. King, Albert King, Freddie King, Buddy Guy, saw them all, and that's who these guys to this day pay homage to as the ones who taught them. The next song we're going to hear is I'm a Man by the Yardbirds. Some of you may not know that the Yardbirds was a birthplace for some of these great guitarists. Eric Clapton was there first, replaced by Jeff Beck, joined by Jimmy Page for a while in the same group. Then Beck moved on with Rod Stewart and left Jimmy Page, who, of course, went on to Ford Zeppelin. So let me say hi quickly, though, Charlie, to my friends, family who tuned in today. Thank you very much. And I hope I'm entertaining you a little bit along with the music, which always entertains. So here's I'm a Man with Jeff Beck on guitar and Keith Relf, the group leader, on harmonica. Only Southern Rock Kings, the Allman Brothers. Yep, I have another story about them too, Charlie.
Yeah, what was that, Bill?
Yeah, I went to see B.B. King at Fillmore West. This was January 1970. I went to see B.B. King, but the opening act, Bill Graham, came out and said, well, welcome for their first West Coast appearance from Macon, Georgia, the Allman Brothers. We go, who are they? Hey, look, two guitar players, two drummers. What is this all about? Well, of course, they were incredible. I got to see Dwayne Allman and Dickie Betts doing the guitar harmonies and interwoven improvs. It was fantastic. But I have to tell you, you know who stole the show that night was Buddy Guy.
Right.
He's still playing at 81 or 82 years old. I see he's going to play at Experience Hendrix, a show at Mondavi Center this coming spring. And Buddy Guy said somewhere I've read on the web, he said that was one of his best times was that weekend. I think B.B. King and a little rivalry brought it out at him. He smoked the house that night. It was really fabulous.
Meadows Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Bill Alio, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp.
And doing Black Magic Woman. Of course, you should know that was written by Peter Green, who founded the group Fleetwood Mac. If you don't know that history, look it up. I think you'll like it. I happened to see Santana about a year before Bill Graham signed him up and made him famous. Friends and I were backpacking at Lake Tahoe area in summer of 68. We came out of the mountains looking for hamburgers, starving 17-year-olds. We saw a marquee on a little club in South Lake Tahoe. It said Moby Grape, Santana, and local groups. We said, God, we got to see Moby Grape. We loved Moby Grape. Seen him the year before. So we came back that night. We show up. Turns out Moby Grape is a no-show. They couldn't make the gig, so it was Santana. When they were setting up, I talked to one of their road crew and said, hey, do you have a good guitar player? He said, we have the world's best guitar player. I said, yeah, sure you do. I'd already see Hendrix at this point, right, and Mike Bloomfield. So they came out. Charlie, I swear there were no more than 30 people in this club in South Lake Tahoe on a weeknight in July. And, of course, I saw Santana, the original group that you saw a year later at Woodstock.
Exploding.
In the movie.
Yeah.
And it was a great, great night. So as we wind down here, I want to thank you so much to the Eagle, Bob Keller, my friend here at the Eagle, and you for having me on and DJing. It's been really fun, and I hope people enjoyed some of my stories. I didn't talk too much, and we focused on the music.
Bringing us back to the day, man. If you want to join me some random Sunday and share some of your favorite music and stories as well, find out more about our Radio Fantasy Camp at eagle969.com. One more for you, Bill.
We're going to close with Journey. Now, I'm a pre-Steve Perry guy. I know 95% of people like Steve Perry, but I saw him before Steve Perry. If you've never experienced that, you have to go. It's jazz, fusion, rock, with Ansley Dunbar driving him on drums, but it featured Neil Schon on guitar. That was what it was about. That was my thing, guitar. So enjoy Journey. See you later.